This is Best of All, starring the new sounds of the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra with Eddie Sauter, Bill Finnegan, and our Best of All music director, Skitch Henderson. The National Broadcasting Company presents Best of All, a series of programs inspired each week by an outstanding composer or performer in the fields of music, musical comedy, operetta, and motion pictures. Tonight, we salute a new sound. Out of the dreams and aspirations of two young men, out of their talent, their love and devotion to music, has come one of the most unusual orchestras in the country, the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra. The music of the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra is distinguished by its unusual use of new sounds, colors, moods, and faithful adherence to the highest standards of music. While attracting the favorable notice of even long-haired critics, the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra has won enthusiastic public acclaim through recordings and through personal appearances. Before meeting Bill Finnegan and Ed Sauter in person, let's hear one of their works which completely captured the country when it came out in 1952. To introduce tonight's special guests, here is the music director of Best of All and Welcome Home, Skitch Henderson.
Thank you, Kenneth Banghart, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Since I'm a musician, I was especially interested back in 1952 here in New York when I heard that Bill Finnegan and Eddie Sauter were forming their own orchestra. Now, up until that time, they had been musical arrangers for people like Benny Goodman, Tommy Dorsey, and the late Glenn Miller. And between them, they had probably done more to establish and shape modern dance music than any other musical personalities, at least on the current scene. To know Eddie Sauter and Bill Finnegan as I do is to know that they're quiet, scholarly, serious-looking gentlemen, and if you had to guess their occupation from their appearance, I think you'd probably think they were either lawyers or professors or businessmen, such as we see every day. And thinking about this, I wonder, Bill Finnegan, what's a band leader supposed to look like anyway? Do you know?
I'm not sure I know, Skit. But I think the reason Ed and I surprise people by the way we look is that we just don't look glamorous.
Ed, do you agree with those lines?
Yes, I do, Skit. I think we look like what we are, primarily music arrangers.
How did you two get together to work?
I think through hearing each other's work. We met in 1939 when I was with Glenn Miller and Ed was with Benny Goodman. We thought pretty much alike about music and thought we had something the public might like. What we wanted to do was to write our own music without the limitations imposed by some other person's style or traditional way of playing. We didn't have any preconceived notions about style. We just knew the way we wanted the music to sound.
A lot of our friends and people in the business predicted we'd fool. They said our ideas weren't commercial, and for a while they had us a little nervous. But Doodletown Fifers created some excitement, and then Moonlight and the Ganges. And so we knew at least part of the public was interested in what we wanted to give them. We also had some plans for original pieces, but at the same time, we wanted to give some of the standard tunes a going over. I can show you better what I mean by playing one. Here's what we do with Autumn Leaves. It's sung by Sally Sweetland and conceived by Bill in a very slow tempo in order to establish a special autumn-like mood.
Autumn Leaves, featuring the new sound of the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra with a brilliant vocal by Sally Sweetland. Bill and Ed, a few minutes ago you mentioned original compositions, and I, for one, have always been intrigued by your titles. I remember one called When Two Trees Fall in Love, which I thought was unusual. Another called Eddie and the Witch Doctor, and New York 4 A.M., Finnegan's Wake. Where do you get these titles, Ed? How about it?
Well, titles are hard. We usually start with the music, and then try to find out what it suggests. Music is so naturally abstract that we try to find a title that will suggest a picture or an emotion to the listener. It gives him something to work with, some place for his imagination to begin.
For example, we've got one piece called Wild Wings in the Woods. It's really a workout for the woodwind quintet. And every time we play it, I get new images, new ideas, and new pictures just from the suggestion of the title. Some people think it's like Stravinsky or Prokofiev. Others think of Ebert or some French contemporary composers. I think it's Sauter.
I, too, think it's Sauter, and we want to play that right now, and I'm certain it's going to be a new and interesting experience for some of our listeners. Here's Wild Wings in the Woods for Woodwind Quintet, an original composition by Mr. Eddie Sauter.
You are listening to Best of All, and tonight we're bringing you the music of two very talented musicians, Ed Sauter and Bill Finnegan, who have created new sounds and dimensions in the field of dance orchestras. Our guest and music director, Skitch Henderson, will return after a pause for station identification. Stay tuned for more of Sauter Finnegan and Best of All over most NBC radio stations. This is Kenneth Banghart presenting part two of Best of All. Tonight, our special program salutes the music of the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra and the two men who have made an indelible mark on the popular music of today, Ed Sauter and Bill Finnegan. Here now, the music director of Best of All, Skitch Henderson.
Thank you, Kenneth Banghart, and hello again, ladies and gentlemen. You know, one of the most charming pieces of music that I've heard recently is an arrangement by tonight's guests of a classic by Sergei Prokofiev. I'll ask Ed Sauter and Bill Finnegan to comment on the music in a moment, but first, I'd like you to hear Midnight Sleigh Ride as arranged and played by the great Sauter Finnegan Orchestra. Midnight Sleigh Ride is based on a theme from the Lieutenant Kiji Suite. That was the Midnight Sleigh Ride, based on a theme from the Lieutenant Kiji Suite, played by the great Sauter Finnegan Orchestra. And gentlemen, may I say that that was absolutely superb.
Well, what we tried to do, Skitch, was to stick as close to the original score as possible, and yet get an arrangement that would jump and still be in good taste.
Incidentally, how did you get the effect of the horse's hooves on the snow?
Well, that's Bill beating his chest with his hands.
Well, you know, it must startle your audience just a little bit when Bill suddenly starts mauling himself up on the bandstand, doesn't it?
Well, you see, Sketch, it's like a solo. That's the way I like to think of it. And it does sound like horse's hooves to me. That's the only reason I do it, because it does look pretty silly, beating your chest there.
Well, I tell you, another thing that has startled the public is your use of what we would call in the music profession unorthodox instruments. Isn't that right, Bill?
Well, when we started our band, we thought the everyday dance band was too limited in color, Skitch, so we figured out our own combination, a little more provocative one with flutes and piccolos and all the woodwinds, a percussion section with timpani, chimes, celeste, triangle, xylophone, and most of the noisemakers you find in a complete battery. At times, we've even used things like kazoos and toy trumpets. Incidentally, Eddie's the virtuoso of the toy trumpet.
We're glad to know that.
But we've never used an offbeat instrument just for effect or as a gimmick. We've always had a serious reason for utilizing it.
And that brings us to the crux tonight, because as serious musicians, you're going to bring us tonight's featured work, Ralph Lieberman's Concerto for Jazz Orchestra, which was, well, you recorded it, I believe, with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. When did you record this work?
In early December.
And had you done a performance previous to the recording?
Yeah, about 2 weeks before we had three concerts with the Chicago Orchestra in Orchestra Hall.
And that's with Dr. Reiner?
Yeah.
Do you know anything about Lieberman, who's the composer of this work?
Well, he's a Swiss, and his concerto had its premiere in Germany. It got a pretty good reception there, but it had never been played in this country. Somebody at RCA Victor suggested our orchestra to Dr. Reiner, and he approved the idea, and the next thing we knew, we were part of a symphony orchestra.
And playing this concerto with Fritz Reiner and the Chicago Orchestra was really a great experience. I'll admit, we were a little afraid of its reception by the average concert hall audience.
As long as you mention that, how did they react?
They loved it.
Well, then here is our radio audience's opportunity to judge for themselves. Fritz Reiner conducts the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and, of course, the great Sauter Finnegan Orchestra in our first excerpt from Ralph Lieberman's Concerto for Jazz Band and Symphony Orchestra. You listen to an excerpt of the performance of Fritz Reiner conducting the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra in Ralph Lieberman's Concerto for Jazz Band and Symphony Orchestra. Eddie Sauter and Bill Finnegan are with us tonight. And gentlemen, to your knowledge, has there been any other music written for so-called jazz band and symphony orchestra?
Well, I don't think just that way. There's been a lot of jazz written for symphony orchestra. Mm-hmm. But whether or not it has come out to be jazz, I hesitate to say.
Well, this is the practical approach, then, right?
This way?
Yeah.
Well, this is combining two ways of thinking, the jazz and the European classical tradition, mm-hmm. and they alternate.
When was this work written, do you know?
About 10 years ago, I think, Skits.
Had you ever heard of it, Bill, when you were in Europe?
No, I hadn't.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to explain one thing about it, that it is a concerto, and the jazz band plays the role of the soloist, such as in a piano concerto. And so that makes it clear-cut that the jazz band plays the jazz and the symphony orchestra does the accompanying.
Like in the traditional piano or violin concerto
sure.
that we hear today.
Sort of to emphasize the two ways of thinking.
Eddie Sauter, I always look upon you as rather an expert on rhythms. What is the rhythmic content of this music?
Well, the jazz plays in double meter. That is the duple time, mm-hmm. 2-4-4-4.
Mm-hmm.
And the symphony is always couched in the threes, 5/8, 6/8, in the interludes. So there are interlude sections, then the jump, and another interlude, there's a blues.
Yes. We just heard the jump. Yeah. That was the excerpt that we played.
And so on. Interlude. What's the other one? The boogie-woogie.
Boogie-woogie.
And interlude and mambo.
Well, I believe we're going to hear that excerpt now. So, gentlemen, with your permission, we'll continue this presentation of this concerto for jazz orchestra and symphony orchestra. You have heard excerpts from the Concerto for Jazz Band and Symphony Orchestra with Fritz Reiner conducting the Chicago Symphony and the Salter Finnegan Orchestra. Bill Finnegan and Ed Salter, this was an achievement and, of course, a very fine one for you. What are your plans in the immediate future?
Well, one of the highlights will be A performance of this concerto at Carnegie Hall with the New York Philharmonic with Dmitri Mitropoulos late in March.
How about you, Bill?
March 31st, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
March 31st and April Fool's Day, we're doing two concerts.
Well, I'm sure it'll be an excellent performance. To me, Bill and Ed, one of your most perfect recordings, one that seems to be the ultimate in what you're striving after in mood, color, and... Well, good music is one that we've planned to play next. It's called April in Paris, and not only have you used the human voice, but you've used it effectively as an instrument.
Well, Skid, some people are a little startled when they realize that the vocalist sings only one line of the lyric to April in Paris.
Well, actually, you've had many startling innovations in colors in your orchestra. What is the source of inspiration, would you say?
Well, that's hard to answer. In our group, everybody contributes. Not just Bill and me, everybody in the band. Our orchestra is that way. It's more like a cooperative enterprise. Democratic, I guess you could call it. Where the sum of all the personalities concerned means more than the projection of any single personality. It's the music that's important. So when somebody comes up with a good idea, it's good for the whole band and the whole thing sparks.
Well, that spark shows through in one of the finest examples of your masterpiece, April in Paris. Now, in conclusion, the great Sauter Finnegan Orchestra. The melody is called Thunder's Break. It's based on The Thunderer by J.P. Souza, but don't you plan to march. Yeah. And with that great sound of the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra, I know I speak for our entire Best of All audience when I say that certainly we have thoroughly enjoyed having you gentlemen and your music here with us tonight.
I want to thank you,
Bill Finnegan.
And I want to thank you,
Eddie Sauter. It's been a great pleasure.
You have been listening to Best of All with tonight's guests, Bill Finnegan and Ed Sauter, and the new sounds of the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra. Your music director and host, of course, was Skitch Henderson. Portions of tonight's program were transcribed. This is Kenneth Banghart inviting you to be with us next week when Best of All will bring you another musical salute with Skitch Henderson and the orchestra and our special guests. This is an NBC Radio Network production.
This evening, Ferruccio Battaglia Vini joins the telephone hour on the NBC Radio Network.